Spillemindigeddon fixes error in Rofu's self-exclusion registry. Spillemindigeddon, the Danish gambling authority, has announced it has fixed an error in the register of self-excluded players, Rofus, and has allowed some players on the register to carry on gambling. The mistake affected 1,200 gamblers who had registered on the Rofus scheme. These individuals were registered on the Rofus system and renewed their self-exclusion, but were able to gamble on betting machines and in some retail casinos. The Danish gambling authority was keen to point out that this is a small mistake in the system and that the Rofus scheme has appeared to be quite robust on the whole. Regulator receives complaints about Rofus. The regulator was made aware of the error when it received several complaints from players who were affected by the mistake. Once the issue had been raised with the Danish gambling authority, the regulator was quick to fix the problem and states registrants on the ROFU system who renew their self-exclusion will no longer be able to access gambling services in the jurisdiction. Spillemindigeddon also notified the Danish Data Protection Agency about the issue, listing the error as a clear breach of agency guidelines. Quote, "The Danish gambling authority makes a great effort to ensure that Rofus is a stable and reliable service that you can trust. Therefore, it is also very regrettable that there is an error in the system." Statement. Spillemindigeddon. Regulator believes Rofus is effective. The Danish gambling authority states that despite this minor error, the overall self-exclusion scheme is a success and is providing support for those players who are vulnerable to problem gambling. The number of new registrations was more than 46,000 in the past year, which is an all-time high. The gaming regulator believes this indicates that the responsible gambling program is working and connects with those players who feel they are vulnerable when gambling.